Standing under a gazebo by the western shore of Dexter Lake, teams of 15 to 20 people chant and pump each other up for the upcoming race. More than 200 people, a dozen teams showed up to compete this weekend. Aaron Zizet, the board president of the Emerald City Dragon Boat Club, tries to manage the logistics of making sure which team is racing and when.
And so it's organized chaos, but it's a lot of fun.
The exhibition event was meant to introduce the sport of dragon boat racing to the area and to raise funds to pay for adaptive sports training for disabled veterans. Again, here's Zizet.
It's going to send a group of adaptive veterans to a summer camp where they go down to San Diego and they learn a bunch of different adaptive recreation, things like bicycling, archery, stuff like that, and then they bring it back to their community so that they can share it with other veterans.
Veteran Sonny Binder is a first-time dragon boat paddler.
I got to go to the summer sports clinic with sponsors last year. It was very eye-opening experience.
Most of the teams competing were sponsored by various corporations around the area and were largely comprised of employees of those companies. Binder's team, the Warriors, was mainly made up of veterans like himself. Their captain, Patty Prather, is Eugene's adaptive recreation specialist.
We started through the Eugene Parks Foundation, the Veterans Adaptive Sports Project, and basically that's to take in funding, and that's what this is, to help our veterans to go both to clinics, but also in-house, you know, keeping it here in town.
Aaron Zizet adds that there's a communal feeling in the dragon boat world, which he hopes is just as helpful as the hands-on training.
I mean, I've met my best friends dragon boating, and it becomes your community. And being able to bring veterans back in after they've served, and they're trying to reintegrate, they're trying to reconnect with their spouses and with their friends and with their family, and it's really soothing to be out on the water.
As the Warriors board the dragon boat, volunteer caller Julie Brandt rallies the troops.
We're going to do this, right?
Yeah!
The dragon boat race brought in an estimated $5,000 for the Adaptive Veterans Fund. For KLCC News, I'm Charlie Dietz at Dexter Lake.